When You Thought No One Was Looking. 100 True Life Stories with Life Lessons by Chris Yukovich. Narrated by Becky Parker. With appreciation. To those who generously supported my use of their stories and the stories of deceased loved ones. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Marcel Proust. Preface. Several years ago, a friend sent a card with a goldfish staring at me through huge, blue-rimmed eyeglasses. My friend wrote, "When I saw this goldfish with his glasses, I thought of you. Above all, Chris, you notice." I thought about that. I recalled that over years I had jotted down details of people, animals, and places I had noticed. I retrieved those slips of paper stashed in drawers throughout my house, and they became the raw material for this book. While the essence of each story is true, I have used my storyteller's license to bring the stories to life and to preserve privacy. Looking back over 70 years, I now understand that each time I noticed, I was learning a life lesson. Early years. 1. I saw you bust good. My grandmother, Eleanor, would have married my grandfather, Clarence, no matter what. For sure it was love. The bonus for Eleanor was that Clarence's birthday was on April 1st, April Fool's Day. Eleanor relished the challenge each year of adding an April Fool's Day surprise to her husband's birthday. For his 40th birthday, Eleanor decided to go all out. To pull off the surprise, she involved their three young children in the surprise part of Clarence's birthday party. Eleanor had a 4-foot-tall birthday cake made out of papier-mâché. The inside of the cake was hollow for a person to sit in and then pop out the top. The child who fit most comfortably inside the cake was the youngest, 4-year-old Johnny. For the week leading up to Clarence's birthday, Eleanor practiced with little Johnny what he was to do. Once inside the cake, he was not to say a word. When he heard everyone finish singing Happy Birthday, he was to pop out the top of the cake and shout, "Surprise!" Simple enough, or so Eleanor thought. Clarence's 40th birthday dinner with family and friends was full of toasts and laughter. When it was time for the birthday cake, Eleanor and the three children went into the kitchen. The two older children and Eleanor helped Johnny into the cake through the top, and then they closed the lid. They topped the cake with some crepe paper and balloons. One last time, Eleanor whispered to little Johnny, now inside the cake, "Remember, not a word until after you pop out the top." With that, the older children and Eleanor wheeled the birthday cake into the dining room. Clarence and the guests loved it. When Eleanor and the older children started singing Happy Birthday, the guests joined in. The final line, "Happy birthday, dear Clarence, happy birthday to you," was little Johnny's cue to pop out. The birthday cake began to shake. The birthday cake began to rumble, but no Johnny. Inside the cake, silence. Eleanor decided to give little Johnny more time to pop out. So she started singing Happy Birthday again. Again, everyone joined in. As they ended, the cake began to shake, but still no Johnny. Inside the cake was silence. Eleanor and the older children started stripping away paper from the top of the cake to expose the lid. That was just enough. Out popped little Johnny like a Johnny in the box. Throwing both arms up in the air, he shouted, "Surprise!" Seeing his father laugh and clap in delight, Johnny added, "I busted good, didn't I, Dad?" Take it from little Johnny.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?